This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
College football is getting a commission, and Nick Saban is going to be one of the co-heads of the commission, which makes a ton of sense. If there is to be a commissioner of college football, Nick Saban would be that guy. But they're also including, and I understand the reasoning behind this, they're including somebody who has deep ties to NIL and the business side of things with college football. Makes a lot of sense, until I think you find out that Cody Campbell, who is a Texas billionaire businessman, is a part of the NIL collective for Texas Tech. I think there's a conflict of interest here a little bit. I get the reasoning behind wanting to have a commission. I understand it. It's what we need in college football. But I think that you need to only include players and coaches, former players and former coaches in this. You can get advice from businessmen, but if you're including in the room TV executives or people who are boosters that are involved in certain schools or certain conferences, there can be a bit of a conflict of interest there, even if it makes sense to have an individual with their expertise involved in the discussion. They can't be the ones making decisions. Otherwise, we're going to keep on going down the road that we've been going on for a while now.
Mm-hmm. But you recognize there is a problem. And well, I think everybody has. I mean, the way the playoffs were scheduled last year, it was a joke the Boise State had a home game. That was, sorry, they didn't deserve one.
No.
They're going to take a look at that. The transfer portal windows, they're going to change that because certain guys didn't play in playoffs because of the portal.
Boise State didn't have a home game. They had a bye.
Yes. Correct. And then a home game.
No.
It wasn't home.
No, they had a first round bye.
I consider the bye a playoff win. I consider a bye because I consider that a win.
No, because there's automatic qualifiers. If they earned it and got, if they were the fourth team in the country and they got the bye because they ranked the teams 1 through 12 and they were fourth in the country, then I would consider it differently. But they were automatically up there.
They got an automatic win, so get the next round. Did they deserve it?
I mean, in fairness, they were as high as 7th or 8th in the actual college football playoff poll. So I think Boise State deserves it more than most. You would say, going forward, I don't think any group of 5 or group of 6 schools would be in that category.
Well, I know Penn State went out and beat them the next week, but
I mean, yeah, but
at home, it was a home game,
and that was a really good Penn State team that got all the way to
that was a home game for Boise State. They did get a home game.
They didn't play at home.
No, they didn't play at home. That was a bowl game.
It was a bowl game, but
it was in Arizona.
They were considered the home team.
That doesn't make it a home game.
That's not the same thing, though.
I'm saying
they weren't playing on the Smurf turf.
They were considered the home team.
They might have been better off playing. It goes back to this whole conversation real quick before we get to some more playoff news regarding college football. If you're Boise State, you would have rather hosted a first round game at home.
Probably.
Money brought into the city, for one. Two, you get to say you hosted a college football playoff game. Who's to say they ever do that again? Because I don't think that was the plan from the jump anyways. The group of five team that everybody said, well, they're going to get the 12th spot. They'll be on the road against the five seed.
Cause you actually played at home, Texas, Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame. They were the teams that actually played at home.
And if you consider, if you were to re-rank, this is where everybody talked about re-ranking the teams. Penn State would have gotten a bye, I think.
Yeah.
Penn State would have been at the four spot, and Boise State would have hosted probably Indiana. They would have been the seven or the eight in this case, whatever the case is. They would have been the seven or the eight seed. If you're Boise State, you might have rather actually hosted that playoff game. And even if you lose in the quarterfinal, if you win a playoff game at home in Boise, Idaho, and then get to go, the story is so much better than them getting the bye and them losing to Penn State because everybody wanted to crap on.
They're
going to
recede.
State
we know they're going to recede. Everything. It's something they're going to recede.
I mean, we certainly hope so. I think this is a step in the right direction, though, in terms of having the commission, having somebody who is spearheading the decision making. That especially, I think Nick Saban's got to be in a way the end all be all with this because he, even while he was dominating in Alabama, and there's Kirby Smart is taking advantage of all the stuff that's going on. All the coaches are taking advantage. There has been multiple times where Coach Saban has said, we need change, while he's also, you know, taking advantage of things. But they recognize that they need to fix stuff in the sport before it completely veers off the road.
Well, Dabo Swinney tried to hold out, and finally he's doing transfer portal. He didn't have any last year.
Yeah, and
I'm not going to shed it.
There's only the service academies in Clemson. That was it, but
I'm in the minority. I really like Dabo Swinney. I think the fact that he made the playoff while also not having a single portal player is actually really impressive. But again, the ACC is, you can call the ACC weak. It's the weakest Power Four conference, which gets me to the interesting point. I don't know if you guys saw this earlier this morning. Ross Dellinger reported that a 16-team playoff is gaining support. And basically what would happen is the automatic bids, you'd get four SEC, four Big Ten, two ACC, two Big 12, one group of six, and then three at-large bids. So the Big 12 gets two. Not great, but I think this is something that they have to accept given the decision-making is being really done by the SEC and the Big Ten. Take what you can. The fact that you get two teams instead of one in is great. The other part of this is
one group of six, then three at large. Yeah,
the other part of this is conference championship weekend for the SEC and the Big Ten in particular would change where it wouldn't just be one Big 12 or Big Ten title game or one SEC title game. It could be a play-in for the final two automatic bids were the first and second seed. Let's say it's Ohio State and Oregon, and then it's Texas and it's Georgia. They automatically are in. They don't play conference title weekend. You have the three and the six play and the four and the five play for those two final automatic qualifier spots. I think it's interesting. It's a revamped version to conference title weekend for the Big 12. Maybe you just take the top two teams in the conference, or you could have the first team make it automatically, and then you have the second and third team in the Big 12 play each other for that final spot in the college football playoff, at least in terms of the automatic bids. I think it's a way to revamp the sport while also making conference championship week matter a lot.
Yeah, it matters more for what goes on beyond it. It makes the actual ambiance around a conference championship game pretty meaningless at this point, right? In a lot of respects. The Big Ten, to have your top two teams in your league not even compete in conference championship week, then it loses its luster a little bit, and I think it changes the trajectory of the history of the league. But I'm with you. I'm not against this move. I think 16 is the perfect amount.
They should have gotten this before. They should have messed around with 12.
The last thing I want to see is them go beyond 16. I think once you go beyond 16, it starts to lose value. It starts to become a wash in a lot of respects.
Listen, the 12's better than the way it used to be. I always said BCS having the playoffs of four teams is better than the BCS.
I would have rather seen them start with eight and then move to 16 rather than go from four to 12 to now 16.
I think everybody realized 12 teams is a joke.
16 just makes the most logical sense. It works the best in terms of a bracket.
I'm going to be totally honest, too. The on-campus stuff is great. You wouldn't have, in this situation, you wouldn't have any buys. You would just have, it'd be like a March Madness region. You'd have one through 16 and everybody would play. You could theoretically have two rounds of on-campus games. First round is on-campus, then the second round is on-campus with eight. Then you move into the semifinals, which are the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, and then the Orange Bowl is the national title game. It serves as the national title game or whatever the case is. Or it'd also be great if the sponsors were like, you know what, this is the Orange Bowl at Ben Griffin Stadium in Florida, at Neyland Stadium in Tennessee. And they still get to host the games on campus because for you to, and if they reseed them bank 1 through 16, if you know the automatic bids and then you put the three at larges as the bottom feeders in that 16 team playoff and you re-rank it, you might have some overlapping in terms of gameplay. But if you are the fifth team in the country and you win that and you win a game, the play-in game, you should host a, you deserve to host a game. If you're the third team in the conference, you lose to the sixth team in the conference. There might be some debate as to whether or not you deserve to, you know, host. But if you're ranked, because we saw Boise State, I believe, was ranked, what were they in the final poll, 9th or 10th?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't going to host a game if they straight up ranked them 1 through 12. Now with this new system, theoretically speaking, you're getting a true seeding for all of the teams in the playoff, not a, well, this team was a conference champion and won, even though they're not, even though Boise State wasn't better than Ohio State, we're going to seed them higher because, hey, they won the conference title game. That's where we got a little bit into an argument last year in regards to how the seedings played out.
It's still better. And 12 was definitely better than the way it was because Ohio State would have even been in.
Correct.
And they were the national champion.
They were the best team in college football.
At least we're getting to something better.
I'll tell you one thing before we hit the break here. Count your days, NCAA.
Thank goodness. It's
your days. They are losing power left. They've got none left.
They've never had control of the playoffs.
They're a figurehead at this point. More and more and more and more. The day that the NCAA loses March Madness, it's over for the NCAA as the overseer of college athletics.
Well, they've lost college football playoffs already, so they're not in charge of that, so they're scared that they're going to bolt off and have their own Division I.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.